Panda guy. Panda guy.
Panda what? Are you crazy or something?
No, panda guy. You know, guy? Street? Chinese for street? Like a gold guy? Kiefer guy? Georgia guy?
What? What guy, what?
Panda guy!
Francis, could you tell me some part of your background, like where do you come from and you're born in Canada?
No, I was born in Hong Kong and my family immigrated to Canada in 1965.
How old were you then when you came to Vancouver?
I was 15.
You were 15. So to come to Vancouver, you went to a high school here, I presume?
Yes, I went to Lord Byng Secondary.
I see. And from then on, what did you do?
I went to University of British Columbia.
What were you majoring in at UBC?
At first I was majoring in engineering. And after I got a degree in engineering, I studied music.
I see. So in other words, music was not your first love, so to speak.
It has been my first love, but not my first choice as a career.
I see. What makes you decide to change over to music after graduating from engineering?
Well, first, music is always all I wanted. And after engineering, I thought I would give it a try in music.
What would your parents say to that?
They don't like the idea.
Okay, you come from Hong Kong. When you came to Vancouver and you're 15 years old from Hong Kong, so I suppose the idea of being a sort of a professional musician in this land of gold, in this Gamsan, never occurred to you, has it? Being a musician, that is.
You mean in Canada?
Yeah, like we what you call Canada's being Gamsan, you know?
Yes. Not at the beginning, but later I received encouragement from my teachers, so my desire to become a musician grew.
Was there a lot of hassle from your family as far as being after graduating as an engineer and then going over to be a musician, which is, going over to music, let's put it that way. Mm. And because, you know, at best, the social level of a music student as compared to an engineering student is rather quite far apart in the social ladder.
Yes. There was a little bit of a hassle, not too seriously. So I continued anyway, you know, just give it a try.
I see. In other words, Francis, you persevere in your pursuit of music, I suppose, in spite of your family objection.
Yes.
Tell me more about your first few years in Vancouver. In other words, like when you went to do UBC, you had no idea that you're going to end up being in the music faculty after graduation.
No. But it was frustrating in a way, because all this time I wanted to do something in music, but I have to spend time in my science courses.
I find time to go back to your first love, which is music, at that time, as an undergrad student at UBC.
I took a composition course with a teacher at the Department of Music, and her name is Jean Cothard. And she has given me a lot of encouragement, and I enjoy her courses.
I see. Well, I suppose behind every great musician, there always is a mentor, they call it, behind him.
You might call her as my mentor.
I see, mentoress, I suppose, to be correct. So, in other words, life is quite hectic during your undergraduate days, like there's courses and then music in the evening and the odd hours of the day and the weekends and things like that.
Yes, it was very hectic.
What did you do as far as music is concerned during those undergraduate days at UBC? Did you do any comedy composing, or did you go to concerts, or, you know, just to be close to music in one way or other?
Yes, I learned composition.
Yeah.
It's where I actually compose, and then my teacher looked it over. And also, she taught me all the fundamentals in music, like theory and a little bit of history.
So that's more or less laid the framework for your future career in music, I suppose.
Yes.
I remember attending your graduation recital at Recital Hall at UBC. That was a piece that you wrote for your graduation. Could you tell me something about it?
Yes, there are several pieces, and I think the one you meant was the one written for orchestra called The Goddess of Mercy.
Yes, that's right. I might mention to our listener that the Vancouver Philharmonic Orchestra.
Yes.
Could you tell our listener what the whole thing was all about? Who you play with and things like that?
Yes, I've written this piece for the orchestra, and I showed it to the conductor of the Vancouver Philharmonic Orchestra, Paul Douglas, and he said he can do it in my recital and also in one of the regular concert of the orchestra.
When was this?
The first performance was in November 75, I believe.
Was that the graduation?
Oh no, that was the first performance with the Philharmonic. Oh. My graduation recital was in March 76.
Okay, the recital at Recital Hall, is that the first performance of the Goddess of Mercy?
That's the second.
That's the second, I see. Excuse me. So, that piece is called The Goddess of Mercy, right?
Yes.
And I was at the recital, after the termination of the piece, it was very well received by the audience and the orchestra itself. And people were, you know, standing up and clapping, and let's say a rather enthusiastic response to your piece called The Goddess of Mercy. Tell me something about The Goddess of Mercy.
The title is based on a Chinese mythology. The Goddess of Mercy is also called Guan Yin, and it is not really a programmatic music, but the general feeling of the piece sort of depicts her quality, which is her kindness, her her general feeling for the people. Like, she's goddess herself, but she listens to the cries and all these sufferings of human.
And the general theme that comes out of all the stories, that this Goddess of Mercy has great compassion for the common people, and looks after them when they're in their hours of need. Like, the Goddess of Mercy is an original piece of music that you wrote.
Yes, that's right.
For the graduation at UBC, is that correct?
Yes.
I see. So, how do the prof at UBC find it? Like, your music teachers and at the music department and...
Well, I don't know. Well,
did you get good grades? Let's put it that way. You must have, because you graduated, didn't you? That was the piece that decide whether you pass or you don't pass. Is that how they work it out at the music department?
Not really.
Not really, I see.
The recital was... The piece was part of the recital, and the recital was part of the requirement to graduate.
I see. But for the Vancouver Philharmonic to play it, it's quite a bit of a... More or less like an orchestra involved, right? So...
Yeah.
I remember there were lots of percussion in that piece, as far as... Am I correct?
Actually, that That was the second piece you were thinking of, because there are two pieces. One is called A Goddess of Mercy, and the second one is called A God of War.
That piece was rather interesting, I find it to be. God of War, did you say?
Yes.
Tell me something about that piece called The God of War. What's the name in the Cantonese called?
Quan Di.
Quan Gong.
Yeah.
Is that the same person?
Or Quan Dai.
Quan Dai, yeah. It's the same, person.
Same person, yes.
He's a famous general, isn't he?
Yes. And it serves to be a contrasting piece to The Goddess of Mercy, which is a kind of quiet piece.
I see. Tell me more about The God of War.
Basically, it was a loud piece just to describe the fightings.
Well, let's go back slightly back to the historical idea of the God of War, like Quan Dai, okay?
Uh-huh.
And historically, he is a famous general in a I can't remember what dynasty is it from.
Not the Mings, but I'm not sure which
one. Okay, fine. Yeah. So historically, can you remember much about him?
He's brave, honest man, and also have a great concern of the people.
The sufferings of the people, you mean? Yeah. He's the one in the middle with a long beard. You see some posters in Chinatown, right? That he's the one sitting down with long beard and reading a scroll, and then two guys stand, one on his left, one on his right. Is that the same person we're talking about?
I think so.
Yeah, right. So he's a deity now. He's been raised to a deity since he was assassinated, wasn't he?
I'm not sure.
I think he was betrayed by one of his most trusted friend. Is this something about the graduation recital, the recital hall that you want to say? Besides the two pieces, the Goddess of Mercy and the God of War, was there was a few other items on the program, wasn't it?
Yes, there are three more pieces.
Uh-huh.
Two of them are based on a Chinese poem, and another one is the wind piece for a wind sextet.
I see. That was a piece where there was a girl came out and danced. Is that the same one?
Yes, that one is called The Daughter of Master Qin.
Right. How did you get a title like that for your piece? Daughter of Master Qin.
That's one line from the poem. Originally, the poem is called Ballad. But I choose that line to be my title because it's more descriptive.
I see. I remember Lo Fan Girl came out and came out dressed up as a Chinese peasant and dancing. I was kind of impressed by her.
Yes, she put in a lot of work to learn the stylized Chinese dancing.
And I remember noting mentally at the time, gee, what a waste that we don't have a Chinese dancer doing a dance for your graduation. You know, I just note that mentally at that time and can still remember vividly.
Uh-huh.
Were there no Chinese dancers at UBC at that time?
Not at UBC. In fact, I was thinking of asking a Chinese dancer, and she's a teacher. Her name is Loretta.
Loretta Liu?
Yes, that's right.
She has a dance school that teaches classical Chinese dancing. I see her around Chinatown, if I'm not mistaken. She has a studio somewhere in Vancouver, hasn't she?
Yes.
Right. How come that didn't go through?
Apparently she was pregnant during that time, and we have to cancel her, and she is very helpful, and she offered to help Joanne who sang the part.
I was really impressed by the dancer, by the way, so I don't know what her name is, but she did a pretty good job at that time.
Yes, I'm very grateful.
I see. All your other compositions that you have done so far since graduating in music from UBC, you have a bachelor degree in music from UBC, am I right?
Yes.
I see. And then, during your undergraduate days, all the way up to your time of graduation, have you done lots of composition?
Not an awful lot. I work rather slowly.
Just doing your theory theory at the time and laying the sort of a framework for your future career, I suppose.
Uh-huh.
While composing music, Francis, what sort of do you wait for inspiration to come up, or you sit down on a certain day and say, gee, today I have this inspiration, I want to do a piece that, you know, is really fantastic, or that really expresses what I wanted to say, you know, both as a person and, or maybe even as a Chinese Canadian. Being a Chinese Canadian, does it influence your composition at all?
I think so.
Because if, what do you mean by you think so?
For example, when I set the Chinese poem to music, I was really absorbed by the poem, and I try to put my feelings into the music.
When you say the poem, are you referring to the daughter of Master Qin?
That one,
is that the poem you're referring to?
Yeah, and the other poems that I have used.
Oh, that poem, is that from a Chinese scholar?
Yes. I forgot his name.
Oh, I see. But it's a Chinese poem that you wrote a piece from, and then you changed it to Daughter of Master Qin, I think.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, when you say that's a Chinese, because like you went to Chinese school in Hong Kong, right?
Yes.
So your Chinese background is fairly traditional, that, as far as schooling is concerned, let's put it that way. So in other words, you can read and write Chinese?
Yes, to some extent.
To some extent. I see. So what influence has that to you, you know? What does that do to you when you compose any musical piece? Now, I'm not saying that all your composition has a Chinese influence on it, let's put it that way, you know? But I'm saying when those qualities of being a Chinese comes into your musical pieces, what does that do to you? Okay, let me rephrase my question. If I'm a lo fan, okay? Do you know what I mean? If I'm a lo fan, I'll sit down and write a piano concerto. So my background is strictly from a Western culture, from a lo fan culture. Okay? I would not put in the Goddess of Mercy or the God of War or any Chinese poems because I know nothing about the culture. So on the other side of the coin is this. Okay, I'm Francis Chan. I'm from a traditional Chinese family, an immigrant to Vancouver from Hong Kong. Okay, and so I decided to go into music after graduation, and I composed a few pieces, and I wrote the Goddess of Mercy, the God of War, Daughter of Master Qin. So that part of my culture goes into my music, right?
Yes, but that's more deliberate, because there's the text which is deal with a Chinese story or a poem, or the idea of the goddess and the god of war. So in those pieces, I would sometimes deliberately use the Chinese element in the music. Melodically, like the diatonic scale, mm-hmm. and modal harmony, these are very sort of tradition of Chinese music.
In other words, sometimes when you compose musical pieces, you draw on the Chinese mythology or legend or whatever Chinese background that you have into your pieces. But you don't always compose pieces that are Chinese, that has any sort of a Chinese culture in it, let's put that.
No.
Tell me something about your other composition.
For example, the wind sextet I mentioned earlier, it was written for six wind instruments, as the name suggested. Describes the four seasons, and there's no Chinese element as I can think of that I have used there.
you mentioned the Four Seasons. I remember Vivaldi has a concerto called the Four Seasons.
Yes.
Okay. Is it very similar to that? Is it based on that composition at all? Or do you approach it from a different way altogether?
It's not based on it musically, but I guess the idea after the Four Seasons is the same.
Yeah. But the Vivaldi piece is more like a chamber work, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, the Wind says that it's also a chamber work.
It is. Well, when we come to this question about chamber, what is your preference in composing music? Do you like concertos, like piano concertos or piano sonatas or chamber music or symphonies for that matter? Do you have any specific preference?
I like orchestral music.
You do?
Yeah.
Something like a piano concerto?
I don't like concerto so much.
Oh, I see.
And I haven't done any.
Oh.
But the idea of having a lot of instruments available seems to give me a lot of resources.
I see. Like in a concerto, I suppose, that's more work has to be put into it because there's so many parts of the orchestra that you have to consider. Is that another of the reasons why you stay away from it?
Not really. Like an orchestra work, there are also many parts. But a concerto, you have a solo instrument against the orchestra. And just the idea of writing for this solo instrument and make it a virtuoso piece is very challenging, I haven't had a chance to work on that.
How much work have you done since graduation? Where did you go since you graduated from UBC?
I went to Indiana University for my master's.
I see. How did it go?
It went very well. I studied with Bernard Haydn there, and he's a very different teacher, and I learned sort of his views on music, which is more on the craftsmanship.
What is your favorite instrument, Francis?
You mean to...
Musical instruments, like...
To play or
yes.
To compose for?
Both, let's put it that way, both. I noticed you have a that you have a piano sitting in that corner. I suppose you fiddle around with the piano quite a bit.
Yeah, I like
the expression. I shouldn't say fiddle around to a musician. I guess they don't like that too much.
Well, it's hard to say I play the piano or fiddle around with it. But I like the sound of many other instruments too, especially strings. And,
I see.
And the woodwinds I like too. It's hard to give a preference.
Okay, let's go back a little bit. Like, when did you graduate from University of British Columbia, Francis?
In 76.
You graduated in the summer of 76. Yes. And since then, what have you been doing? So, right after graduation, did you go down to Indiana University?
Yes.
That's for the fall session, I see.
Yeah.
So, how long did you spend down there?
I was there for 2 years for my master's degree, and
I'm
going back for my PhD.
In other words, you're just home for the summer?
Yes.
Well, you just finished your master's degree?
Yes.
I see. Oh, what do you have to do to earn your master's degree down in Indiana University?
I have to take all the necessary courses.
Oh, let's put it a bit. It's a 2-year course, right? Is
yes.
It a 2-year course?
It depends. It depends.
On the student? How advanced the student is?
Yes, usually it takes at least 2 years.
Okay, what did you do in the first year of your master program?
Besides taking composition, I was taking orchestration, history, piano, and then Also, I have to join the choir.
I see. That's in the first year.
Yeah.
Any pieces that you wrote during that time?
Yes, I wrote a piece for choir and piano and percussion. And I started on a string quartet.
I see. So, in other words, you wrote two pieces during your first year of your master program?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I have this fantasy about musicians, just like being a poet. They always, in their odd moments, they write down little poems and keep aside for themselves. Do musicians do that too? No, I mean, you just write pieces for yourself, not so much for publication, but you just write pieces for yourself that you put aside and maybe go back to it later. And, you know, it might take a long time to finish that piece, but you never know. But do musicians do things like that too?
I always try to finish what I've started. For one thing, I have to show it to my teacher.
Oh, I see. You don't do it just for yourself. You just do it as part of the schoolwork.
Yeah, well, it is for myself too.
I see.
But my teacher looks at it and he evaluated.
I see. Okay. What did you do in the second year of your master program at Indiana University?
I take similar courses like composition and piano, and I started to take electronic music, which is very interesting.
Yes, speaking of electronic music, it has been coming up quite a bit in the last few years. You can see by the number of recordings on the market that is done that has electronic music involved in it.
It started for quite a few years now. I guess now it's being more
commercialized, I guess. Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember like Gustav Holst, The Planets.
Yes.
A few years ago, Dutch Gramophone put out a record electronically. You have your master's degree now in music.
Yes.
Okay, and what do you like? What were the graduation pieces you wrote for your master's degree?
There are four pieces. The first piece is for wind ensemble. The second piece is for voice and electronic tape. And the third piece is the string quartet. The fourth piece is the choir piece with piano and percussion.
That would be interesting, the last piece for the choir.
Mm-hmm.
Because you would have is an orchestra involved in this piece?
No, just piano and percussion.
And the choir.
Yes.
Oh, it would be rather interesting to see it perform in Vancouver, for that matter.
In fact, it has been recorded by the Vancouver Bar Choir.
That's nice.
Yes.
When did it happen?
Just March this year.
Tell me something about it.
This piece is a CBC commission for the Vancouver Bar Choir. And I finished it in the end of 76, and they just recorded it and broadcasted it earlier this month.
Oh, you mean I miss your composition on CBC AM, which is my favorite radio station, besides Panda Guy, that is. I understand you wrote a piece while at Indiana University this year, that is 1978. In another contest that you entered and won. Could you tell me something about that?
Yes, that's a piece called Feng for Symphonic Wind Ensemble.
Oh, Feng, as we all know, as all Chinese know, means wind.
Yes, originally I intended to call it wind, and my teacher asked me what's the Chinese word for wind is, and I said it's called Feng, and so he thought that would be a better name.
So, does that piece of work means what exactly it say in Chinese? There's a pun involved in it somewhere.
Actually, the name was thought after the piece was written, so it is not intended to describe wind, but it does seem to give that aimless, wandering feeling of the free of the wind.
How many movements is involved in that piece?
One movement.